This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You will never satisfy leftists. They have a bloodlust that just is unending. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thanks for the growth, the surge that we're beginning to see in the show. And I don't know how much of the void we'll fill for the great Rush Limbaugh, but we're certainly going to do our part. I know this. A lot of people who were listening to Rush in other markets are now rushing over to check out our show where we do compete in that time slot. So we appreciate the new listeners. 844-551-8255. Different brand of radio for those of you who may be new to the program, but it's going to stay this way. You're not going to see any changes in me. What I do is I deliver the truth, pragmatic views on the world from the perspective of a person who really loves this country and understands everything that it has brought to me. So if you like that kind of a perspective, welcome. If you don't, welcome, because you're about to get educated. You're about to get slapped, skank slapped even, if you need it. Everything we talk about is not based on me personally gaining. There's no agenda, I guess is the best way to put it. So, you know, again, welcome. So the reason why I tell you that there is no way to win against leftists is you just watch what happened in the previous Trump administration. This is a man that came into office with one goal, to make America great again, America first. Joe Biden has actually rescinded the president's executive order on America first. That should give you an idea of what he's about. This puppet clown dictator has no interest in this country. He has sold it out. It's easy to track. You don't need to be an investigative reporter to know that the guy they placed in office when they performed the big steal, the coup against President Trump, is so connected to other nations and getting money from them. It's not even, there's no question about it. As I said, you don't have to dig very deep. Yet, he's in power. Or he thinks he is anyway. And the puppet masters behind him are the ones running the country. And nobody's going to spill the beans on the obvious fraud that sits in the White House. Anyway, you cannot satisfy these clowns. That's going to be the theme of this segment. Look at black folks in America. We are doing phenomenally. Show me where black people do better. And it isn't even a measurement of blacks against other blacks. Show me where black people don't do as well as white people in this country. I just read Beyonce is getting a deal with Adidas. Beyonce and one of their children, between her and Jay-Z, are getting a deal with Adidas. What does she do with tennis shoes? Nothing. It is her name. During the time of the Obamas, Beyonce and Jay-Z were actually the royal couple. Not Barack and, you know, his baby mama. Not them. I'm just telling you, black folks are flourishing in this country. And you know what the media does? They focus on that 3% that does all the dirty work. They focus on Black Lives Matter, and they want you to believe that everybody hates this country. Every black person in America is depressed, you know, oppressed, hate the country, yada, yada, yada. They convince many other people, and they use black people as their political pawns. And black folks continue to you know, fight the power. This is why you can never stop. A black president, and we're still fighting the power. You get the irony? Black folks in power. Joe Biden is putting in black radicals into the White House. black radicals. And nobody says a word. These people are racist to their rotten cores, and Joe Biden is sticking them in the office, and no, you can't even talk about it, or you'll get cancel cultured, or culture canceled, whatever. I don't know what the term's going to end up being. You cannot win. Well, I don't want to say that because that's not true. You cannot let up. I'll tell you this. Because they will fight you to the death. And that is exactly what's happening right now, right before your very eyes. And before I get into what they're trying to do to President Trump, I'll tell you this. Look at what they did to him. A guy that gave up his salary, gave up all of his businesses, opened up the kimono and said, come take a peek. Don't just look at me. Look at my family. And you know what they did? They got Papadopoulos for some minor thing that was nothing. They got General Flynn for some minor thing that was nothing. They got Roger Stone. They got nothing. I dare you to investigate the Bidens and everybody around them in any type of serious investigation and come up with nothing. I dare you. Those people are so crooked, it's insane. I dare you to investigate the people surrounding the Obamas and the shenanigans that they pulled. I dare you to do it with Pelosi, and I double dare you to do it with the Clintons. They investigated every possible nook and cranny of the Trumps and the Trump satellites, all the people involved with them, and they came up with bupkis. They spend millions of dollars to do it. The investigative reporters have so much dirt on the Bidens, it's pathetic. Go get Hunter's laptop and tell me you don't come back with a treasure trove of information, and they say nothing. But they want to go after the Trumps, man, for anything. And it is not going to end. This is why I tell you, you must repeat, you must fight the left. If you think you can have some kind of a reasonable discussion or whatever, you are out of your mind. The minute they come at you, you better let them know you are a fifth degree black belt and your fingernails are blades and your naughty bits will shoot bullets. Because if you don't, they will bully you. They will slap you around until you finally give in. Because that's what they do. They run these anti-bully campaigns because what they're telling you is we're the bully. And we're going to make you think we won't bully you. But they will bully you to the point of suicide. We got a lot to talk about today. More on President Trump when we come back, and a heck of a lot more.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We tried to impeach him twice. They failed. What were the reasons for the impeachment? Absolutely nothing. Didn't take anything. That's the way politics works these days. If you don't believe what they believe, if you don't side with the bad guys, they're going to take you down. They took Trump out. I don't know that they've taken him down, but they're still going to go after him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to get in on the action. Before I get into this next phase, I want to tell you guys, got a lot going on outside of, of the radio show that you can check out at the website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I hope you will. Lots of things, very interesting things that we're working on, particularly our movie site, theflickfest.com. Excellent films, mostly shorts, independent filmmakers, a company that is run by people who want everybody's voice to be heard. That doesn't mean they're always going to be in the political ideology of conservatism. It just means that we want people to make films from their heart. And we want it to be no proselytizing. Just put your work out there.
and let's see what happens. So check out theflickfest.com. If you're a patriot and you want to support what we're doing, jump off Netflix. It costs you three times more to be on Netflix than it does on the Flick Fest. Check it out. Tell a few friends. Do us a favor. Anyway, I was talking about how the left will never let up. You know, when I haven't gotten a death threat in a while. Actually, I haven't gotten any ugly grams in a while. Haven't been on TV that much. But when I was on TV, I don't think it was a time I went on TV that somebody didn't call me a coon or, you know, or something. Step and fetch it, Uncle Tom, whatever. And my thing is, I push back. And people can tell you, I would stay up to 4 o'clock in the morning responding back to clowns and essentially saying, I'm going nowhere. If you think you're going to intimidate this black man, you have lost your mind. And then in a couple of instances where they call me out, well, I'll kick your butt. I said, well, you know what? Tell me where to meet and let's do this. You know, and then a couple times, more than a couple, I'm going to kill you. Well, I'm easy to find. But understand, I have your threat documented, so when I kill you, all I'm going to do is point to this document and say, here's why I did it. Because I'm telling you what, I'm going home. I'm going to go home and have a good meal and get a good night's sleep when it's all said and done, because I ain't scared of you. Not in any way, no shape, no how. Not afraid. So bring it. And so what happened over a period of a decade is that the death threats go away. Now, that doesn't mean you're not at risk, see, because when they go into hiding, the Democrats and the leftists, it just means that, you know, they're going to be it'll be a sneak attack. See, what they want to do is they want to come to your face and intimidate you. And if they can't intimidate you and dox you and tell you how they're going to get with all your sponsors and stuff like that, then they have to go into quiet mode. And the reason why, I'll be honest, I never pursued a bunch of sponsors was I'm going to say what I want to say. And I didn't want to run the risk of depending upon an income and then suddenly it goes away. See, because the left wants you dependent. They sucker you in that way. Now, you could say, Kevin, that's a good excuse for poverty. But I'm telling you, that's what it was. I was like, I don't want to, you know, get my, you know, worth up to $1 million a month and, you know, start living a little bit differently. Because, you start making a little bit of money, you don't have to change your lifestyle too much to where if you lose it, it's over. Look at Lance Armstrong, for example. You get what I'm saying? I didn't want to run that risk. Now, I know that sounds like a cop-out, but it's true. And let me tell you, if you don't think it impacts people, I can tell you when they start boycotting Hannity or Tucker or whatever, listen to how they talk right after that. They're not nearly as bold. Now, once it wears off a bit, they get a little bit more bold, but then the left will sense it and they'll smack them down again. Well, not me. Look, at any time I've been on this radio, I've been the same way. Screw you, leftists. And here's what I'll say to anybody that wants to advertise with me. If you're a weak-kneed sissy and you're going to go, you know, listen to public opinion about something that I've said or done and you don't trust me and my character, screw you. I don't want you as a person to advertise on my show. Because the people who do, they know what I'm about. That's the difference. And see, if that's the way everybody takes it, then you'll be fine. You know, I'd go after all the advertisers. There are companies out there who would back a guy like me. And I know they are because I have them. Anyway, they won't let up. And President Trump is figuring this out. The Supreme Court declined to stop the release of his tax returns to a Manhattan district attorney, saying the decision allows the greatest political witch hunt in the country's history to continue. And he's exactly right. The problem with the president is he needs to understand it is never going to end. And here's what he says. Whether it was a never-ending $32 million Mueller hoax, which already investigated everything that could possibly be investigated, Russia, 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 no collusion, two ridiculous, crazy Nancy-inspired impeachment attempts where I was found not guilty, it never ends. He's giving you the advice that it never ends. He's telling you exactly the way things are. But that's they don't need, and I love this. The Supreme Court did not explain the reasons behind its ruling, and the single sentence order did not include a dissent from any of the justices. So now, for more than 2 years, New York City has been looking at almost every transaction I've ever done, including seeking tax returns, which were done by among the biggest and most prestigious law and accounting firms in the United States. He says the Supreme Court never should have let this fishing expedition happen, but they did. This is a Supreme Court, folks, that is a 6-3 Supreme Court in favor of supposed conservatives, right? In favor of conservatives. We aren't supposed, they're supposed. It's a vendetta, he said. He suggested this. He says there's something, this is something which has never happened to a president before. It's a Democrat inspired. It is a totally Democrat location, New York City and state, completely in control and dominated by a heavily reported enemy of mine, Governor Andrew Cuomo, which, by the way, he should be excluded from, New York should be excluded from anything involving Trump, because that is a state that kills old people for sport. They have a governor that essentially probably is taking bets from some Russian country going, I can kill more people than you. I can kill a lot more people than you. You people have no idea how many people I could kill. Watch me. Hold my beer. That's what Cuomo said when he unleashed the coronavirus, the Wu flu, in the old folks' home, as he and probably Vladimir Putin played who can kill the most people. In the meantime, Trump says, murders and violent crime are up in New York City by record numbers. Nothing is done about it. Our elected officials don't care. All they focus on is the persecution of Donald J. Trump. I will fight on just as I have for the last 5 years, even before I was successfully elected. Despite the election crimes that were committed against me, we will win. We will see.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says a COVID rescue package to be voted on tomorrow includes reverse incentives.
It won't even get to the schools till next year, 95% of it. It's almost like they want to force schools to stay closed.
The California Republican telling Fox News children need to get back into the classrooms.
The science proves kids should be in school. I've watched in my own community that 14%, it just came back, of more D's and F's. I just saw the pediatrician in Virginia, the association, shows that more than 90% anxiety, depression.
Weekly jobless claims are falling. The Labor Department reporting there were 730,000 initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's a decrease of 111,000 from the week's previous total. And you're listening to USA Radio News. After a few much-needed days of good weather, storms are returning to parts of the nation starting on Thursday. There's a major winter storm out west that's dumped between 6 inches to a foot of snow in Denver overnight. 10 western states from California to Montana could also see high winds, heavy snow, and increased avalanche danger today. With coronavirus data trends decreasing across the country, many sports stadiums are beginning to allow a limited number of fans to attend games. Tickets are selling like hotcakes for MLB spring training games, most teams allowing 15 to 25% capacity. Adidas Irwin is the general manager of the Barclays Center, home of the New Jersey Nets.
We won't be in an arena full of fans. We'll be in an arena with 300 fans, so everybody will be spaced out.
She also tells CBS News,
I liken it to 9/11. There's a lot that we still do that came out of that terrible experience.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Not good news for Joey Fingers. Captain Demento. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Glad you guys are hanging in there with me. We are often discussing the crazy world that we now live in, a world where you cheat to win, and it's okay. Do it blatantly. I mean, if you want to trip the runner next to you and get the gold medal, what? Nobody's really gonna fault you for it. That's the way we win these days. Anyway, is it really winning when the worst person is the person who wins and you know you've cheated them in? I say it's probably going to backfire on these leftists, and all we have to do is, and here it comes, people, let Biden be Biden. That's all you have to do, baby. Let Biden be Biden. And then watch. Sit back, grab your popcorn and your pop, your soda, whatever you call it, and just enjoy the show. This maniac is so busy undoing President Trump's policies, he will be the undoing of the Democrats. And see, the problem with power is once you get it, even though you have your handlers, there comes a point where you're like, wait a minute, I'm the president. I'm the one running things here. And they go, no, you're not, Joey Fingers. Captain Demento, you're not the one in charge. It's all the people who put you here. And that inner conflict is another of the many that the leftists have. Let me tell you something. People know a good economy from a bad one. If you think Joey Demento is going to raise the stock market by 30%, you're out of your mind. Even though they want to keep the wheels on the wagon and they're going to artificially keep it up there, no way. Biden has a lot of problems, folks, that he cannot solve. And the stock market's just one of many. The economy. I'm going to go more into detail here in a bit, but here's the biggest problem Joe Biden has is he's an imbecile. He is a financial dolt. And that's being nice. So there's nothing but bad signs ahead for Captain Demento, and it begins with 861,000 people signed up for unemployment. Economists had expected this number to fall from
or I should say fall to 768,000 from 793,000, which was initially reported, but instead it got revised upward. Hey, just so you know, the previous figures had been revised upward. This didn't happen in the time of Trump. In the time of Trump, the numbers fell. And they fell. And they fell. They would say, unemployment is 100,000. Then they go, oh my gosh, we were wrong. Unemployment is only 25,000. And they kept revising it downward because Trump knew how to run an economy. He knew how to bring jobs back. Joey Demento doesn't. And the Democrats' strategy for doing it is completely anti-American. China is, they probably got full speed ahead in China right now. I love how they rationalize it. Jobless claims can be volatile week to week. So economists like to look at the four-week average. This fell to 833,250 below the prior week's average. So in other words, in order to placate Captain Demento's numbers, they go, well, we know that week to week it can be volatile. So they use the four-week running average. Because that'll make it look a little better. We'll be able to hide what's really happening in the economy. The article goes on. Jobless claims, which are a proxy for layoffs, remain at extremely high levels. Prior to the pandemic, the highest levels of claims was 695,000 hit in October of 1992. In March of 2009, at the depths of the financial crisis, jobless claims peaked at 665,000. So in other words, here's what we got. In 1982, they got 695,000 people out of work. In March of 2009, which, by the way, end of Reagan, or Reagan era, first year of Reagan, first term of Reagan, at the depths of the financial crisis, which was in March of 2009, that was Barack Obama's time, the beginning of Barack Obama's time. And now we have the beginning of Captain Demento, and the numbers are now in the 800,000 range, 848,000, I'm sorry, 861,000 signed up for unemployment. 861,000, that's 200,000 more than his hapless, fearless leader before, when Biden was Obama's number two. So Mr. More popular than Obama, he's going to really get a chance to prove it. It says, even when the economy is creating a lot of demand for workers, many businesses will shed employees as they adjust to market conditions. Again, let's give Captain Demento an excuse. Well, see, what's happening is the businesses are preparing. They're letting people go. That wasn't happening during the time of Trump. See, let me just explain. The Democrats know this virus is being created in China. It gets unleashed in America and around the world. They torpedo the economy. They shoehorn in, through the big cheat, the Captain Demento. And now they want to give you excuses as to why the economy is stalling. And in fact, it's about to go the other way. They say, but in a high pressure labor market, those employees who have lost their jobs quickly find jobs and many never show up on the employment rolls. What appears to be happening now is that many workers who lose their jobs cannot quickly find replacement work and are forced to apply for benefits. I'm shocked. You've gone from a competent president to a dude who has brain damage, and you're wondering why there are no jobs in the job market. Claims hit a record 6.8 million for the week of March 27, more than 10 times the previous record. This is when they created this scamdemic. Through spring and early summer, during the Trump years, each subsequent week had seen claims decline, but in late July, the labor market appeared to stall, and claims hovered around 1 million throughout August. Now, this is when Trump was telling them, let people go back to work, blah, 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 blah. Claims moved down again, get this, folks, in September, and made slow, if steady, progress until Dun, 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 dun. The election. Well, once you cheat and you get out a guy who knows what he's doing, you get what you get. And this is where the Democrats find themselves. They've got a brain-dead moron at the helm. They've got all the ticking signs. It's a ticking time bomb. And Joe Biden doesn't know what to do. Because there's so many conflicts within the economy, he can't answer them. You can't placate China and do America. By the way, he undid America first. I don't know if it was an executive order or whatever, but I think it was. He undid President Trump's executive order for America first after claiming that he wants to put America first. American jobs. We're going to do an American jobs program. I got hairy legs. They turned blonde in the sun. Did I mention the jobs? Oh, where was I? Wow. This economy. And so, you know, here's the issue. The Democrats have a reason that the economy is lagging. And unfortunately, even though Joe Biden ran on the idea that he's going to get everything straightened out because he's, you know, Trump jacked it all up and he can do it. Wait until you hear what his excuse is for what it's going to take to bring the economy back. Interesting times. You have people that want to take the reins or the steering wheel, use whatever metaphor you want. And they want you to believe that they've got control of this economy. They've got control of the situation. And what do they want to do? What's their policy? Undo everything that had this economy, the best economy ever in history. Now, I'm not happy that we were spending a bunch of money to do it because, you know, they were forcing Trump's hand. But it was the best economy ever. And now we're putting trillions of dollars into vapor. Vapor. $1.9 trillion more dollars going into the scam of the Wu flu. And Biden still can't get it figured out. How many trillion. How many more trillions is it going to take?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So Captain Joey Demento claimed during his dungeon-based 2020 presidential campaign that he could beat the Wu Flu. He could do so much better against the Wu Flu than Donald Trump. The man who learned of it early on, stopped all the Chinese immigration into America, kept the cruise ship off of the American coast, and sprung into action with warp speed, literally Operation Warp Speed. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Joe Biden
essentially said during the campaign that he could do things better than Donald Trump and just let him at it. Well, they let him at it. And just like he cured cancer, you remember that? How well he did with that? He's now working on the Wu flu. Cancer, in case you're keeping score, is something like 12 million. Joe Biden, nothing. Oh, but that's right. His cancer-curing charity got a few million dollars and threw a few parties, but cancer's still laughing. Where's your God now? Where's your God now, Biden? Where's your God now? Now this leftist clown has a new message to America. And it has to do with the Wu flu. And it might surprise you to learn. Old Captain Joey Demento says, I can't get the economy back to Trumpian levels unless the virus is defeated. We have a new target. Unless the virus is defeated, well, who could possibly get this thing back on track? The guy who told you he was going to solve it is now essentially admitting, well, I can't solve it unless we defeat the virus. Yes, so Joey Demento visited a Pfizer facility in Michigan that manufactures the, and here it comes, folks, my finger quotes, the vaccines. And here's what Biden lied and said. Oh, lying Biden. I got a letter from more than 400 mayors from big cities and small towns. They understand we're not going to get our economy back in shape and the millions of people back to work unless we beat the virus. Really? So they understand it. See, the way leadership works is you're supposed to help them understand. They're supposed to give you their problem, and you're supposed to give them a solution. But when it comes to demented brain function, Joe Biden says, well, they told me we can't get it back until we get the economy, until we beat the Wu flu. There's no way to win. How have we done it? We can't even defeat the flu. How do we dare defeat the Wu flu? It's a Chinese version. That's morphing all over the country, right? All over the world. Let me tell you something. Those letters don't exist. I got a letter from more than 400 mayors from big cities and towns. So all these mayors got together in cahoots, which they are known to do. They have the mayor's meetings. And they said, we can't do it unless we get this. Show me the letters, number one. And then, here's what I'd say to the people in those towns. If they do show you the letters from a mayor from your town saying, we can't get things back in line until we defeat the Wu flu, get rid of that mayor. Get rid of the mayor. And go to your sheriff and say, depose this guy. And anybody that comes in here and tries to mandate to us that we do certain things and we have to live through federal guidelines on some BS surrounding a disease that kills 0.1% of the people, and particularly old people, kick them out of town. Act as if you're one of these, you know, old Western sheriffs that says you can't come into our town armed. Wasn't the removal of President Trump supposed to usher in this virus utopia? We have what? 10, 12 companies making 50 vaccines and nobody can go back to work? Meanwhile, guess what's happening around the country, folks? Chicago, you better get these teachers back in school. San Francisco, you better get these teachers back in school. Let me tell you something. The military refusing the vaccine. There's a mutiny happening within the military right now. They're saying, oh, hell no. I know you. We sign over our rights for you to give us this. I'm not taking the shot. I'll get out. Nobody wants to tell you that. Some companies have bugged out. Oh, and there is this little problem that, well, the vaccines don't actually work. Have you guys seen the stories? Oh, geez, it turns out this vaccine is less effective than your body's own immune system. That's what's going to happen with all these vaccines, because what you have is a vaccine for a disease that exists. It actually exists. It can provide complications that will kill you, but it's no different than getting the flu. In fact, it's less dangerous. And it's so less dangerous that there is a media fatwa. You cannot mention this. on any national media, on the fake lamestream media, nor can you mention it on Facebook. If you say what I'm saying right now on Facebook, they shut you down. They shut down your page. My good buddy Kevin Sorbo was kicked off Facebook because he dare report what other doctors, remember folks, this is the science, what other doctors are saying about the effectiveness of this shot. And forget about the number of people who are dying from it, which, by the way, probably in reality outnumbers the number of people who've actually died from the disease per capita. And nobody wants to be able to talk about it. People, Kevin, I'm afraid to say anything. Well, you can be afraid. Let me tell you something. I ain't dying a punk. I'm going to tell you the truth about stuff, whether you like it or not. And here's the other thing. You should at least be able to discuss it. How in the heck can Zuckerberg or Team Zuckerberg, whoever the minions are over there, say this? And here's what's really ironic. Zuckerberg has said identically what I'm saying right now. There's not enough testing, yada, yada. I don't want to take it. I guarantee you that little millennial chump is never going to get some needle stuck in his arm with a bunch of crap he doesn't know about for a disease that he knows if he gets it, he's probably just going to lose his sense of smell. He ain't going to do it. Yep. Who knew, folks, that God's answer to sickness is the best answer to sickness, which is herd immunity, going out into the general population, getting immune to various things. Do you know if the body were not designed the way God wanted it to be, we're all going to die, but we'd die quicker. The body knows how to respond. I'm not telling you it knows how to respond to everything, but to some degree, it actually does. I don't believe in my heart of hearts there's a disease on earth that somebody's not immune to. And if we were to find the antibodies from that human being, we could defeat even the worst of viruses, including this man-made Chinese lab virus known as coronavirus, COVID-19, a.k.a. the Wu flu, which is what I call it. But now what's going on? Well, the numbers involving Wu flu continue to drop. Yes, folks, surprisingly, the new stats all favor Captain Demento, though he's done nothing different than President Trump. The only difference in the stat drop is very simple. Trump's not in office, so Biden has to try to sell the idea that he's solving the problem. The only problem is they don't know which way to go. They got too many conflicts. Too many people don't want to take the shot because they know it's not effective. They've seen that it can give you palsy or it can kill you, and they're saying, you know what, I'd rather roll the dice. But the Democrats want to make it mandatory, so how can you do that when it's not effective? And when it's mutating, and this new shot, the existing cure or the vaccine doesn't even deal with the regular version, much less the mutated version. So what do? How do you get people to take it? Even black folks, they got to bring little rap songs in. You take the vibes, you got to take the vibes. Come on now with the Tuskegee experiment. They're trying to cajole black people to take it through some chicken and Kool-Aid and throwing some house parties or something. Who knows what level of desperation they'll get to here in a bit. People don't want to get palsy and they don't want to die from a cure that of a disease that isn't going to kill them in the first place. Waiting on herd immunity. And by the way, they say by April, I saw this article. By April, they say we will have herd immunity for this disease. In other words, we pretty much, you can just go out and about. You might get it. It won't be that big. Or you're not even going to get it because the body has already made its changes, its iterations. But here's the deal. With everything going their way, Biden is now blaming Wu Flu for this economy because it can't be his fault, right? So Congress is going to put another $1.9 trillion into this scamdemic, but Biden has to level set that no amount of money can bail me out, man.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.